Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. It is great to have you with us tonight. Before the break, we heard about Paul Bialas' photography of the Pabst Brewery before it was renovated. And now it's time to talk about the beer itself. Let's welcome two guys who make the brew. Jim McCabe is the founder and owner of Milwaukee Brewing Company, and Zach Kruger is the head brewer for the Pabst Milwaukee Brewer. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start with probably what seems like a very basic question. What is beer?
I think I can feel this one. So beer is, at its basic level, it's just water, hops, barley, and yeast. Those are the four main ingredients. Obviously, in modern brewing, there's plenty of other fancy versions of hops. We have light stable hops and all kinds of fancy additives that they've developed now. But those are the four main ingredients. And those are the four ingredients that we like to pretty much stick with everything that we do on tap here in the tap room. So.
Okay. And so who and what is involved in the brewing process?
Well, I mean, Zach's doing some great stuff here at the Pabst tap room, drinking an amazing oatmeal stout with
yeah,
some
a little
great
smoked malt on
little
there.
Smoked
and
malt
finished it
and
with some pecan extract. Yeah.
So outside of that Reinheits Gebot that you just described, but delicious. That's what's going on in beer, is people really enjoying things that matter in flavor. And so who's involved with that? I mean, you've got artisans, you've got engineers, and ultimately someone on the science end, because beer is food science. It's really that original chemistry from everything John Goethe described is the science of beer has not changed. It's just what we're... you guys are telling us to brew,
add to it and what
flavors you're enjoying.
Essentially, one person could make beer. You don't need a factory. You could just have one person and the ingredients.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Knowledge,
yeah, a lot of people enjoy home brewing, something that you can definitely do by yourself. And like Jim said, the overall process, whether you're doing it on a large format or home brewing, is essentially the same. You're activating the same enzymes. You're going through the same rest process and boiling. And so, it's definitely something that one person or just a team full of people can do.
So the small batch versus larger runs, the bigger production, is that just mechanical that's the change? I mean, you're still got somebody brewing something and testing it and making sure that it's good, and then it goes to processing, right?
As far as that goes, I mean, to get brewing on scale, the process, beer is a heavy liquid, and there's a lot of pumps and tanks and machinery involved with getting it to the customer. If you're doing it on a homebrew scale, I mean, like in my case, you know, when I got to 20 gallons every Sunday, I realized I better get serious about this because it was hard to do at home. So that's the first step that Jacob Best probably realized too.
So what's the difference between what you two do each day? Because you're both brewers.
I don't know, Zach, what do you do?
Testing the beer?
Yeah, well, at this facility, we do a little bit more small batch stuff, and we work on innovating recipes for the larger Pabst portfolio. And I think what Jim does more so is a full production brewery, and then they have that wonderful tap room space down there too. So,
and back at you, I think, you know, our space is we, you know, of the 28 beers we have, 8 of them are production and 20 are fun beers. And you have the same thing where you've got the balance between scale and innovation, because you guys are all demanding, you know, what's next?
So what are people demanding? What are the things that, the kind of flavors or the kinds of beer that people want? I heard sours. Somebody said sours.
So sours, there's a good example. Yep. But, I mean, it's anything you can imagine. I mean, I think, you know, this has not changed in the beer industry from what we talk about with, I have to give my props to Karen and Jim Hurdle for what they've done with this entire Pabst complex, because they get some creds for all that. But, you know, there's one of the famous quotes when the world was moving to temperance and lighter beers was Captain Pabst saying, I long for a time when a man wanted a darker beer. And the fact is that it continues to change. As people's palates changed, we continue to innovate, and that pushes us to try new ingredients and flavors and things that people enjoy. It's fun.
Well, Zach, go back to what you were talking about, the test kitchen idea. You know, what are the challenges of creating a new recipe? Okay, somebody, you hear from people and they want more sours. How do you go about providing that and making sure that that recipe that you come up with can then be produced?
Yeah, that's a challenge that we always have, especially with some of those more unique styles. So for sours, we do a lot of virtual brewing, so that's something we have to work out with a contract, with a partner. One of the biggest challenges that I face when we deal with brand managers that want to scale a product, usually it's an IPA or something, and they want to use some really bold hops, something really citrus forward, maybe something like a Mosaic or a Citra or a Galaxy, something that's a really exciting flavor hops that are kind of newer to the market and are really popular in a lot of hop forward styles, especially like Northeast style IPAs. And it's always a challenge to explain to them that, well, that's amazing and we can do it at the scale here at 10 barrels. When we look at some of those styles of hops, they can be 30, 40 per pound of hops, and we just can't scale that up to a large facility. So it's finding ways to deliver those flavors that people crave in a way that's scalable to a larger format.
And Jim, do you have the same issue?
To some extent. I mean, one thing we do on our scale, that probably this is where we maybe make different and maybe worse decisions on some of those, is we still scale them, but we kind of hold to those artisan things. That's the unique thing about craft brewers. As craft brewers are trying to grow, we're trying to figure out how to balance those artisan decisions with those scalable decisions. So we tend to overstep on the artisan side once in a while.
Has beer culture changed since you both started in the business, and if so, how?
I mean, the funny thing is, we're the younger brewer, and he's the younger guy with Pabst, but I got into this touring the Pabst facility, and I fell in love with the beer culture. When we opened the ale house, there were people complaining about the temperature of the beer, and they were salting my beer, and maybe some of you did that out here. I don't know. I hope not. But, I mean, we had a long path to Milwaukee becoming a craft beer town, and so that was my experience, but it's changed radically. So, Zach, how about you?
What do you think?
Yeah, as Jim said, a little bit more limited experience with it. But yeah, just in the 3 years that I've been working with Pabst, I've seen a huge explosion just in the number of people that are getting into craft beer and the number of breweries that are popping up, even in the Milwaukee area. So it's really growing, and it's a good scene here, and it seems like there's a lot of people pushing the envelope and making some really awesome craft beer.
So it's probably like asking you about your favorite children, assuming you have children, but favorite beers, is what you're drinking right now your favorite?
This one's one of my favorites, yeah, for a dark beer, and I think it is appropriate with the season, especially with the weather we have going on outside right now. So yeah, I would say this is one of my favorites that's on tap right now.
Is it kind of a warming beer?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got some of those roasty malt characters that I like, a little more full body.
Jim, go ahead, you too. A favorite?
Mood and food. I mean, it's like what you're doing, and a lot of times it's food related. You know, beer is definitely an occasion-based beverage, so depends what we're up to, right? And Zach said, I want you to try this, and this is delicious. So this is what I love right now.
One of the questions I had for you was, can you actually sit down and enjoy a beer? You're actually doing that right now. But do you find that you have to keep your brewer's hat on when you have a beer? Are you always tasting it like a brewer?
You know, I think sometimes, but I'm always a little more critical of my beers when I come up here. But I definitely try to take some time to enjoy beers that I like and beers that I've always liked, not just drinking my own beers. I'm always looking to try what other people are doing and sort of seek some inspiration that way.
You're always critical of the process. I mean, the beer is science. So, you know, I come from an engineering background, so we're constantly thinking about that. But, I mean, it's occasion-based, and we're sitting up here talking to a bunch of enthusiasts on stage with Lake Effect, with Trapper and his brother up here on stage. I mean, this is the coolest environment ever, and that really brings it home to where you say, wow, pinch me, this is what I do for a living. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm in Milwaukee doing this. So cheers to all of you. So.
And that is a perfect place to say, Jim and Zach, thank you so much for coming up and talking about your craft. I really appreciate it. Jim McCabe is the founder and owner of Milwaukee Brewing Company. Zach Kruger is the head brewer for the Pabst Milwaukee Brewery.